Today is Friday, July 24th, 2009, and we are in the Memorial Libraries in Deerfield, Massachusetts at the Pecumtuck Valley Memorial Association. And this is Natalie McCormick interviewing Paul Slater. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes.
Paul Slater, with the technical assistance of Rob Wilson from the Veterans Education Project. So, Mr. Slater, shall we begin?
Yes, of course.
I'd like to have you start by saying your full name and your date of birth, your place of birth, and then talk some about your early education and any, you can move from there into any memories you have of the Depression, if you mentioned that earlier. And then we'll move on to your signing up to the military, to the U.S. Navy, right? And why you did that, and we'll go from there.
Okay. My name is still Paul Slater. I was born in Brooklyn, January 8th, 1924. It was a while back. And it was only a few years after that began what we call the Great Depression. And in the relative scheme of things, we weren't too bad off because we were like everyone else. All of my friends and I had jobs either before school or after school or on the weekend. And we just, you know, we watched our parents try and make things do, and they did.
What kinds of jobs did you have?
My father was a paper hanger. He finally got a job with the Works, WPA, the Works Progress Administration. My wife, my mother, was doing menial housework, washing floors and so on and so forth, but she decided that was not the thing to do, and she studied and became a licensed practical nurse, and she took care of babies for many years. And
what were your parents' names?
Rachel and Isidore. And
Slater, they were.
Yeah. And I don't think they had middle names either. I have no middle name, and we decided that because we were poor, my wife and I, neither, we don't have middle names. And probably in the mid-30s or thereabouts, there was the insurrection in Spain, the fascist interaction. Older kids that we knew went off to war in Spain, so we began to think about that business, even as kids.
Thinking about the business of
about
going
war,
off to the military. Or
about
the war.
Uh-huh. And then in 39, there was, the war broke out. And I, of course, was out of high school by then and working, and I had gone off to a two-year agricultural school. When Pearl Harbor was attacked, I was 17. I went back and I started to work in the Brooklyn Navy Yard as an apprentice machinist. And we were all deferred from the draft as essential workers. But it was just not possible. The tenor of the times was such that you just could not stay there. You see ships coming in all battered and what on, and you're sitting there in a Navy Yard, and, you know, going bowling after work. So I joined the Navy. And that's it. I did well in all of the various tests and so on. So when I wanted to be assigned to a destroyer escort, that was what I got, and it was a very good choice.
Now, you joined the Navy in what year?
Late in 42.
And you could request being assigned to a destroyer escort.